we're looking at Oy Sari Zion. So he said, Al Tisyachir Yim Shum Isha, Nafilim Shtei Noshim, Chutz Mi Ishtacha, Vimacha Ubitacha. So Pasha is saying Halacha Dika Ois, which that's always the challenge you have when the Rosh says something which is basic Halacha, like the name of the Sefer is Archas Chaim, and he introduces it all the way in the beginning with his phrase, Elder Mashay Zorbaham, Lost of Mimakshay Mavis, Mulay Orba Arachayim. So some of them are Pasha simply things you have to be careful, Mimakshay Mavis. If you don't do them, your mom is dealing with potential avera. But then this thing which will give you arachayim, which means the mal of the maskil, that the person should go even higher and higher. So Pashat Lachar is just saying over here basic halacha. The halacha is an issur between Yachid, a raisa with one woman. One man and one woman is the raisa. Most Rishonim learn that one man and two women is the rabbana, but it's also. But a person has a lot of mizyachid with his wife and then other woman as well, or with his mother and another woman. Now bito, actually there's a little more whether being mizyachid with bito is mutter or not. We pass on that it's mutter, and then once it's mutter, she actually act as a shmira for him to be with another woman as well, assuming that she's of an age that she understands what's happening. So that's the pshutay of what the Rosh is saying. So let's just be misprint a little bit in the concept of this Rav Yichud. The Beruchim writes in one place, he says that the concept of Yichud is something which the Goyim totally denigrates. They think it's ridiculous. You know, if you don't want to do something wrong, don't do it. Like, why if he's so... Like, you're basically proclaiming that you're such a weak individual, that you have no control over yourself, that you're scared to be together with somebody else in a situation of Yichud. What's wrong with you? Be a man and control yourself, etc. Right? So that's what he writes, that the Goyim, that's the Goyim's attitude. He says, imagine a situation where there's a building which is burning, tremendous flames, you know, etc. So every once in a while, the wind will come and blow one of the flames out to a distance away from the building. So even though theoretically in vast majority of scenarios, there's no danger to go near the building, but most people will stay away, far away from the building, because that minute chance that something dangerous might happen, you don't take a chance of it. So things which we understand are fire, we don't get near. So if a person is saying he doesn't understand the concept of the yichud, what he's really saying is he doesn't see the action itself as being fire. He doesn't see the fire of Gehenna involved in it. So Mela, no, it's not so bad to be near it, because worse comes to worse, you do it, it's not so bad. A person who sees the avera as something which is fire, so then you would understand why you want to stay far away from it. That's Rabbi Yerucham Sa'ara. There's a word from the Archaim HaKadosh in last week's Parsha, Parsha Zachrimos, that he says a fascinating piece, I mentioned the Shabbos morning, that he deals with the pasuk. The pasuk says, beginning of Kapitel Yud Ches, where the Rishon Moshelemur, Tabeir Ben Yisov Amar Tolehem Ani Hashem Elokecha. That's the whole pasuk. Now, it's interesting to point out, he doesn't point this out, but that's the first time that phrase is said in Sefer Vayikra. And Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which took you out of Mitzrayim, it's mentioned in the end of Parshas Shemini, but just as a statement, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, what? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, nothing, that's it. End of thought. Again, that plays itself again in Parshas Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Parshas Kedoshim again, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But over here it just says as a sentence. Okay, that's true, Baruch Hashem, that's one. Why is that introduction to the Parsha Barayas? Then the Torah lists, starting already from Pasuk Vav, the Torah starts listing all the Arayas. The Pasuk Gimel says, "Kamaser Eretz Yisrael Mishu Yeshavtem Al Loisasu, Uchamaser Eretz Kanan Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shama Loisasu, Uchukaseim Loisaleich." Don't do like the way the Mitzrayim did. Don't do like the way the Kananim did. Now, what of Eretz is an Aser? What's it telling us? So Rashi says it's talking about the Arayas, and these two nations were the most shot of Bezima, and the places where you were are the most shot of Bezima of those places. Okay, so don't do like that. Okay, go ahead. But you're not adding any of air. What's the positive telling me? Well, why is it important to know that the Mitzrayim are really bad at it? Like, you're not adding any avera. The avera is on the rise for Torah's list afterwards. What is it adding over here? So he says that batsim, it's impossible for a person. Now, don't fall asleep in the middle. It's impossible for a person to overcome the yitzur of their eyes. Russia makes the nature of a person that the yitzur of their eyes is something that's impossible to overcome, except with two things. If you don't think about it, or you don't see it, and you don't see it. If a person is exposed to it, it's impossible to overcome. And a person thinks about it, it's impossible to overcome. And he brings rise to that effect. So Rashi says, listen, I'm giving you the command, like Rashi says, that I'm going to reward good actions and punish the opposites. And you know, you lived in Mitzrayim and you saw this all the time. So it's in your thought process. You can't say you're not going to think about it. And bring you to a place in Eretz Canaan where you're going to see it again. So it's going to arouse the thought process and you're going to see it. So you're going to tell me it's impossible to do it because it's impossible to overcome this. So there's one way to overcome it, which is an Hashem Elokeinu. If we can be mafnim, understand the kedusha that we have. The Muslim cannot overcome it. It's impossible. Call yourself an Hashem Elokeinu will allow you, even though you've been exposed, and even though you're living in a society where you're going to be, you cannot be careful from seeing it. You can overcome it. So historically in Klai Yisrael, this Aruch HaIm HaKadosh is like, you know, he's talking to our generation. Right? Historically in Klai Yisrael, the Eitzel Klai Yisrael had was very machbid. There was a Magid in Yerushalayim, Rebbe Sin Yadler. Was one of the Magidim in Yerushalayim. Before Rav Shalom Shuran, you know, the early first half of the 1900s. And he was decrying the situation of lack of tznius in Yerushalayim. And he was saying the following. He says, he remembers his grandfather, Rabbi Adler, was blind, Sof Yamov, and the grandchildren would hold on to the child's hand. That's how he'd walk where he had to go. So one time, one of the granddaughters was taking him to work. And her sleeve didn't go over the wrist. So when he put his hand on her wrist, he touched her actual hand. He started screaming about the pierce of tznius, because how could anybody wear a dress which doesn't go all the way over the wrist? That's the pierce of tznius, which the Yerushalayim of yore, there was no woman who wore a dress which didn't cover their wrist, and her dress ended right before the wrist, so he could actually it's a pierce of tznius. So that was once upon a time, you know, guys who lived in a world they weren't misarev in the goyim, you know, they lived in the shtetl, you know, and they lived in a world of tznius. We don't live in a world like that anymore. So how do you overcome? You're going to think about it, you're going to be exposed to it. So the world of Yichud is to create a getter, to create a protection for yourself from it. Yir Shemayim is Mechayiv that you create a getter. Right? But that's not always an option. So whenever you have the option, obviously you want to exercise that option. The Gaon says, the Maral says that Kol Sheyir Ischeta is Kedemes HaChachmasa, HaChachmasa is Kayemes. Kol Sheyir Yir Ischeta Kedemes HaChachmasa, Ein HaChachmasa is Kayemes. So Maral tells on the Nusach of the Mishnah. Kol Sheyir Ischeta Kedemes HaChachmasa, the Chor is a difficult phrase to translate. The Mishnah is saying a person whose fear of sin is greater than his chokma miskayim. The correct way to write a person's fear of sin, his fear of sin is yirasa shel chet. His yira of chet. Yiras chetoy means the fear of his sin. So what does yiras chetoy mean? The fear of his sin. What's his sin? Well, his chet. So he says each person has areas where they find that they're challenged. So even if you keep the basic halacha, it doesn't always work for every person, because each person has their areas where they find challenges. One person has a problem with anger. So he needs to create, if he has true yira of his personal faith, he's going to create gedorim for himself, personal gedorim, which he needs above and beyond what Allah is machayev him, because that's his yira shemai. But if you don't have that, even if you keep basic Allah, you're lacking in yira shetoy. Kosh yira shetoy kodem is a chachmasoy, chachmasoy is kayemis. But if you don't want to go above and beyond, because like, why am I going to do more than what Allah is machayev me? You're lacking in true yira shemayim. because you understand who you are and what your challenges are, you need to create even greater gedorim for yourself in those areas. And if you don't, you're lacking Yerushalayim. The Gemara says the same thing in Mishlei, the same Yesod. So each person has to create their gedorim. You know, we live in a society which is, you know, at best we can do is try and make the best gedorim that we can. Right? But the exposure is very challenging. So what do you do? You say, Hashem Elokeich. The person is able to be mafnim and understand and absorb in his panemius what it means to be a member of Klal Yisrael and the kedusha which that has and how valuable that is. A, and Hashem Elokeich means, the Goyen says a fascinating thing. He says that when you in the Torah use the lashon of Elokeich or Elokeich, so the Goyen says that the Velt is want to translate Elokeich is personal God, and I'm Hashem, your God, personally, singular. Elokeich, I'm the God of Klal Yisrael as a unit, as collectively. He says that's not the pshat. And Hashem Elokeich means that Hashem is talking to Klal Yisrael as a unit. So it's Loshen Yochid. Elokeichem is the person who's talking to each individual member of Klal Yisrael. I'm the God of every one of you. So the Pasuk says over there, Hashem Elokeichem, I'm not the God of Klal Yisrael as a collective unit, but I'm your personal, you have a personal relationship with me. If you develop that personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch and you feel the sweetness of that, you feel the chavivus, the chashivus of that, you'll overcome even the fact that you've been exposed and you see, etc. It won't tempt you because you have something of greater value. So the avoda is the yira to create not to be in the situation. That's one half of it. The second half of it is develop a awareness of a Kodesh Baruch in your life to the point that it sustains you with a feeling of excitement, etc. I'll just tell you one word. I once asked the Rishiva, I was back in the Cleveland. It was Sukkos. I had seen a kasha that Odessa writes in his Mektovim that he said he grapples with Sabeinu Mitovecha. He says, what does Sabeinu Mitovecha mean? Refer to Gashmi is, doesn't fit the rest of the right. The rest of the flow of the paragraph is talking about mitzvahs, Torah, Yachid Levenu L'Av, right? You know, we're talking about Yirah Shemayim, you know, mitzvahs, and Sabeinu Mitovecha, we should have a lot of goodness. Gashmi is, no. Ruchlius, who wants to be surveyor from Ruchlius, we always want more. What does Sabeinu Mitovecha mean? So there's a desperate lives of the kasha. So I was by Rashi Reb Chaim, it was Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So I asked him the kasha, and that's the kasha. Immediately he answered like this. He says, imagine I put in front of you a piece of chocolate cake. Right? It's gewaldig geschmack, you have a gewaldig geschmack in it. Right? So when you finish, you say, oh, I'm surveyor. You say, I want more. The tefillah is that the tuva, the type of Torah should be so geschmack that we should feel the gewaldige svia when we have it. But that's a svia which is ma'ara, another type to have more. If you feel so good when you absorb Torah, you feel a svia from it, you feel like you're mole from it. It feels good, it feels geschmack. So then you want more. Not to, oh, I'm full. End of meal. We all grapple with the Yetzer Hara to have another piece of cake. What do you mean? You're Seveya. The Seveya is Ma'ar Atayman for more. That's the tefillah of Seveya Mitabecha, he said. So that's the way to overcome this world is to create a true geshmak in your avoda. And then Kuli Haiva Ulai, you have ability to overcome it. Now, the next ois deals with also with this issue, so we'll talk about it some more next week.